Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Donna Cryer. Hi, Donna. How are you this morning?
Hi. I'm doing well, Paul. Thank you.
Great. You're founder and CEO of the Global Liver Institute, and we're also speaking to Dr. Mazen Noureddine. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Paul.
Founding Director of Fatty Liver Program at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Is that out in Los Angeles?
It is in Los Angeles.
Okay. I was there many years ago. In any case, we're going to talk about fatty liver. And we're going to talk about an outreach that your organization is doing, the Global Liver Institute, which is globalliver.org, beyond the biopsy. Okay, and we're going to talk about fatty liver. And this is very important for me. I'll just say it up front because I have a fatty liver. And I don't know what you mean by a biopsy. And this is very important to me, this phone call, because I have a little pain on my right-hand side. And I don't know, is there a way that I can get it checked besides a sonogram and know if there's more concerns than the sonogram saying I have a fatty liver. So why don't we start off with Donna? Tell us a little bit about your organization, and we've spoken before.
Yes, Paul. Thank you so much. So I founded the Global Liver Institute a little six years ago to make sure that other patients who came behind me had the options and advantages that saved my life and sustained me today, that there were, new drug therapies and new procedures and that people had access to them. You know, I had an autoimmune liver disease and was transplanted almost 26 years ago. And now the Global Liver Institute is the only patient-driven advocacy organization for liver health in the U.S. and Europe. And so bringing this information about alternatives to liver biopsy as part of our Beyond the Biopsy campaign is something that I'm very passionate about, having had six liver biopsies myself.
Wow. Okay. So, doctor, what is a liver biopsy?
Great question. Liver biopsy is a test when they insert a needle on the right side of the liver to know exactly in which state you're right now. So fatty liver is a spectrum. We call it non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So fat accumulates in the liver in patients that they don't drink, usually in people that are overweight or have diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol problems. And then doctors do blood test imaging, and then they find fatty liver. And if you have these other conditions, they want to make sure that fatty liver does not progress. And it progresses usually the condition called NASH, which is on top of the fat, you have inflammation and scarring. So if they are concerned, they ask you to do a liver biopsy, which is at the current time, it's a gold standard, quote unquote, by some societies. And the doctors send you to the test. They usually sedate you, kind of light sedation. They put the thin needle on the right side of the liver, and they take a small piece. And sometimes even they go through the neck all the way to the liver, they take that small piece, they put it on a slide, and they look at it and tell you how severe is your disease.
Well, let me
Dr. Noureddine makes everything sound so elegant. You know, from the patient standpoint, it looks like a really long needle. And the first time I saw it, I was like, do you think you're going to work on a horse? And, it goes in sort of between your ribs, at least in the traditional method, and it's sort of cha-chunk. It's really fast. For some people, most of mine were painless, but some people have some pain afterwards. And then you lie on your side for like 1 to 6 hours so that you don't bleed out. I'm so glad that we could do better today than that, because it's not something that I know that we need it in some cases, and certainly for research, we're going to have to do them for a while. But it's not something I want to encourage us having to, scale up to millions of people like we will need to do for fatty liver disease and NASH.
Indeed, Donna. When I used to do liver biopsies back in the days, I used to hide the needle at the beginning so the patients don't see it and get scared.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm sorry, but I do need to ask. I don't know if I have liver cancer concern. All I know is I have a little pain there. My doctor said I should go to the hospital maybe and go to the general surgery. Who should I go to find out whether this is more serious than the sonogram saying I have a fatty liver, which I don't know is because of alcohol, because I hardly was a drinker. And what should be my next step? I mean, how does somebody know they have potentially a cancerous concern in the liver? How do you know that?
Yeah, you should absolutely find, a specialist, a hepatologist, somebody who's like Dr. Narodine, who specializes in liver disease, particularly since your primary care physician has already done such a great job of going through, your risk factors, of age and gender and concurrent diseases, has had some initial tests. The non-invasive diagnostics fall into two general buckets. Blood tests, which can be combinations of things that are already in your normal, blood work or panel. They're, called AST and ALT and looking at the ratio of, and now for NASH, they may have names like FIB4 or NAFLD fibrosis score, but basically there's a bucket of blood tests that you could take, and then some types of imaging tests that can give more information. And some are based on MRIs, like liver multiscan, and some are based on ultrasound, and they may have names like FibroScan, just so they stick in your brain if you hear them. But the first step, given that you already are experiencing some symptoms, are to make your way as quickly as possible to a hepatologist, and they'll know what to do from there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. So tell us a little bit on your outreach that's going on right now, beyond the biopsy. Why do you call it beyond the biopsy?
Well, we call it beyond the biopsy because, scientifically and clinically, we need to get beyond the liver biopsy. It's a very bad gold standard. I think about in Star Trek days, Bones would be saying to somebody like, this is barbaric that we even still do this, particularly when we have alternatives. So the Beyond the Biopsy campaign is recognizing and shining a spotlight on these alternatives, the reasons for them and how people can get access to them. And that's found at globalliver.org/beyond.
And let me give you some numbers. So why this is important. You have diabetes, and now we can tell how bad is the disease with a blood test. And for fatty liver to still use a biopsy, here are the numbers. So 1/4 of America, they have fatty liver. Luckily, not everyone will progress to the more severe forms, but yet 10 to 20% will go to what we call it NASH, which is the more severe form. Some will scar, some will get cirrhosis, some will get liver cancer. So good news, not everyone, actually the lesser people, 10 to 20%. But yet, with 25% of people having fatty liver, you're still going to have a lot of liver biopsy, and it's very impractical to manage such a disease with such an invasive test.
But I'm sorry to get back to this, and maybe, I sometimes even get a little nervous when I talk about things like this out from my own body here. Just because I have a pain here? There's tons of people with diabetes, as you just said, right? Is it a pain that starts? Is that what begins the concern that you get? How do you know potentially you have some problem?
It can be silent disease. So what we are now asking for, that in people with diabetes, it becomes a routine for doctors to check on the liver, because you just don't want to have a sign and disease progressing. Saying that, some people get symptoms, as you said. They get this, what we call it, the right side discomfort. It's not a crucial pain, but still sits there and make them uncomfortable. Some people get tired, and then they will not know what is it from. And in advanced diseases, you have yellowness of the eye and swelling of the abdomen and all this. hopefully no one will get to that, but it can be silent. And people with diabetes, there's another awareness campaign that Donna and I really want to happen, which is paying attention and not missing such a disease.
Aha. Now, you're speaking diabetes. How about someone that doesn't have diabetes? Or is this only
if they're overweight? Yeah. If they're diabetes is one of the biggest risk factors. However, if they're overweight or they have what we call a metabolic syndrome, which is a combination of cholesterol and high blood pressure and risk factors, I think they should start paying attention. The guideline still does not call for screening for patients at risk. Europe does, and I think the United States is going to change in this next guidelines, because now we have data that this is actually cost effective to screen these patients, save the health, and it's good for the health economy in this country.
One more time, what kind of a doctor would I go to now? I have high blood pressure and I have high cholesterol. Who would I go to next? Who would I ask my doctor to send me to?
A hepatologist
or gastroenterologist sometimes also can do that too.
But make sure it's a gastroenterologist who is interested in liver diseases, because some specialize in inflammatory bowel disease more, and then there are those who really do focus on the liver. And I want to give a shout out to folks like Dr. Nuruddin, who have gone through internal medicine, gastroenterology, and hepatology. So if you get a board certified hepatologist, different from a hematologist, which is your blood. So a hepatologist with a P, that's who will understand and have the latest information about NASH and all the associated liver diseases that they can, screen out, possibility. But, in as much as you're already having, pain in the, right abdominal quadrant over your liver, forget all about the other risk factors. You're already experiencing some symptoms, and so you need to go to a hepatologist.
Okay. My gastroenterologist told me don't eat any fat for 2 weeks. Is that a sensible comment? And see how I feel?
It's hard to not
eat fat. I think we are more.
I would say, yes, lowering fats, particularly lowering saturated fats, and lowering your sugar may be even, more important than the fat, but and exercising.
But,
all good things on the way to the hepatologist.
Yeah, I agree with Donna, but this is a great example, actually. Do you know if you have a scarring or not? I will start from there. Again, scarring is not a reversible condition. It can be reversible if we intervene in the right time with the right intervention, which can be dietary, as Donna mentioned. I like the lower carb diet in general. But I think the very first step is assessment, staging, or knowing how much fibrosis you have. And that doesn't require liver biopsy. We have now accurate tests that can tell us where Paul is, where Bob is, where John is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I don't know. All I did was take one sonogram that told me I had a fatty liver. So I don't know any of that. So I'm going to find a hepatologist. I apologize. I'm making this like it's my doctor's call. But I apologize.
Maybe
get a fibro scan. Get a fibro scan.
A fibro scan? Okay. Thank you very much. Anything else you want to add? I'm sorry where I gave you my life story. Anything else?
It's very common, and it's important. Thank you for sharing it.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, Donna.
It is personal, so thank you.
Okay. All righty, great. All right, well, thank you both. I'm broadcasting it, and hopefully somebody can learn additionally from the kinds of comments that you're saying, and I imagine they will, because you have very wise thoughts here on how to take the next step. Appreciate it. And you've spent a lot of time doing this, both of
you.
I sure will. All right. Thank you both.
Let me know how you are.
I definitely will. All righty. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.